We arrive at the large detached house in Surrey, the footballers' wives' belt, to find very much not a rave, but instead a sort of sedentary oven pizza party made up of 10 intertwined couples and one burly bloke in a rugby shirt who's playing with the family Labrador. "Hello," I say tentatively. "Is Felix here?" "He's gone to the shop to get vodka," the monotone rugby player replies, not looking up from the dog.
"Weren't you in the year above us at school?"
a horsey-faced girl with corkscrew curls asks. "Yeah," I say, gingerly helping myself to a square of pepperoni.
"Were none of your friends free tonight?"
Felix appears with a clanking carrier bag.
"Hey!"
he shouts, outstretching his arms for a hug. "Hi," I say, giving him a hug. "This is Farley."
"Everyone here is in a couple," I mutter out the side of my mouth.
"Yeah," Felix says. "We were expecting a more diverse crowd, but loads of people who said they were going to come haven't come."
"Right.
We'll have fun though," he says, putting his arms around us both. "Three musketeers."
The next few hours pass with a chummy, drunken ease, enough to make me think that the long road to Cobham may have been worth it.
Felix, Farley and I go to the conservatory and play drinking games and we chat and laugh. At one point, he puts his arms around me and Farley and I exchange the briefest half smile and flicker of eye contact with her.